Well, I don't know if it's by accident or by design. This past week has been all about the money. This past week, we saw Parliament, we saw the provincial legislature come up with their packages, their relief packages for Canadians and Ontarians, Torontonians, all of us who are coping with and being affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And yesterday we had the announcement from the Prime Minister, 75% of wages would be subsidized by the federal government for those companies that are affected, and they're looking at layoffs, and many of companies already are. And certainly here in the province of Ontario, Queen's Park really did focus more on putting money into healthcare. So we're seeing that kind of effect. And then this morning, by accident or design, we've spent a lot of time talking about the community effect of all of this. Just talked to Dr. Samantha Nutt about charities around the world that are going to be relied upon to help us get through this in the aftermath. I mean, think about the disasters around the world. We always rely on the Red Cross. Well, that's a charitable organization that requires you to cut a check, write, make a regular donation. If those donations are not there, it's going to be increasingly difficult for the charities to do so. And we talked to Tony Chapman earlier in the program about the role of corporate Canada, the corporate sector globally, in ensuring how we are going to not only get through this, but how are we going to move forward? How is this going to recalibrate it? And how we're going to actually start to have to look at a shift in the culture, that it can't just always be about profit. And I know that's going to make some people's heads explode. You have a fiduciary responsibility to take care of your shareholders, and make sure that you get as much money as possible out of that. And for those of you who are planning and looking at retirement, that's kind of what you want them to do. But on the other hand, there is a push now and more of a focus on a discussion around making sure that stakeholders other than shareholders are at par with those who are the investors in the company. Faith Goodman is the CEO of Goodman Sustainability Group and talks a good deal about social purpose in the corporate world. Joins us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. You're staying healthy, staying well, keeping to yourself?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
When we talk about this, and you and I have had a chat about this on a couple of occasions, that this is, up until now, it might have been a more difficult sell in terms of getting corporate brains around the idea that we need a shift in culture. My sense of it right now is that more corporations are kind of coming to the conclusion that if we do not do this, particularly in this case, it's going to be at our peril on a number of levels. First, it's just going to be bad for our brand at a very basic business level. And on the other hand, it's going to be very difficult for us to actually make sure that we've got staff, employees that really want to put their shoulder to the wheel and make sure that, you know, the company's doing well.
Exactly. So I think the whole movement, the social purpose movement within the halls of corporations globally and certainly in Canada has started about 24 months ago. But the COVID-19 pandemic, I think, has brought into very sharp focus this idea that corporations exist, of course, to create shareholder value, but equally now that their orientation needs to look at what I call the new frontier for sustainability, and that is go well beyond traditional CSR or environmental and governance issues and look at social purpose, meaning how can a firm or a brand or a CEO really think about their employees, their stakeholders, their communities in which they operate in a different way. And I think to your earlier point, we've seen some behemoth brands, both globally and in Canada and in Ontario, this week step up and CEOs step up and really, you know, I think demonstrate a level of statesmanship and commitment to this that is unprecedented. So I think what's, you know, if at the heart of it, it's that there's been a global shift redefining the contract between business and their communities from simply being responsible to creating real social value. That started a while ago. But the clarity with which I think boards and CEOs are seeing that now has really come into focus with COVID-19. And so, as I say, there's some exceptional examples even here in our own backyard.
Well, when we do look at that, and when we were talking a little bit earlier about it, and I know that one of the major breakthroughs was probably just in November-ish, if I'm remembering correctly, and we had all of the CEOs from the major corporations around the world sort of sign on to this document and,
correct,
you know, sort of where
correct.
Social purpose became their clarion call. But, you know, Amazon is at the top of that list. And we were talking to Tony Chapman earlier in the program, and he said, that's terrific. You can sign the paper, but to actually change the culture to make sure that we're taking care of community and workforce, then, you know, maybe Amazon has to rethink its whole plan around AI and robotics. That's going to become part of that conversation, that how do we make sure that we move forward technologically, but at the same time, to your point, take care of community and stakeholders?
I think that's a critical lens, which is, what is the transparency and the gravitas with which a brand or a corporation moves on social purpose? Because millennials, Gen Z, activists, you know, will pounce on anything that's disingenuous or not fully transparent. So I think what's interesting about that is in August of 2019, 188 of the largest CEOs in the world signed on with the Business Roundtable in the U.S., committing to a version of social purpose, which is to go beyond shareholder value creation and consider the interests of broader stakeholders. But between then and now, only a handful, really, of large behemoth brands, I would say, actually, you know, stepped into that and delivered. So certainly CVS, the drugstore chain in the U.S., did that with healthcare. I think Bell Canada's Bell Talks campaign is on that journey with respect to tackling a complex societal challenge and issue. And recently, so this week, Loblaws, Galen Weston, has been communicating directly with his stakeholders, and to the extent that they're supporting sort of a multivariable suite of initiatives. I think Joe Natale from Rogers, with the announcement yesterday of supporting Food Banks Canada, 2,500 communities across Canada. Maple Leaf Foods, Mr. McCain, again, also supporting food, bonuses, healthcare. I mean, I think there's a very strong list here of Canadian brands where the CEO, as I said, is taking an active and direct leadership on the issues, so looking at more than just shareholder value creation, and where there's, to your Amazon example, a robustness or gravitas to what the offer is. In other words, it has to be meaningful, because millennials, Gen Z, are going to, you know, use their social media voice to call it out. And I think that is the underpinning of this. So let me just say this. The research from 2018, 2019, and even early 2020 across the globe by Deloitte, Accenture, McKinsey Consulting, sort of all the big global business brands, show an unmistakable trend, and it's this, that millennials, Gen Z, and consumers broadly will only buy from a brand, increasingly want to only buy from brands that show a social purpose that's authentic and transparent and real. And moreover, millennials and Gen Z increasingly only want to work for companies that have a strong and committed social purpose driven by the CEO.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that really does play out and how many will be able to get beyond the signature on the page itself. Faith, it was great to have your perspective on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Faith Goodman is the CEO of Goodman Sustainability Group. All right, 28 minutes after 8, we've got things you need to know coming up. Right.